Hey Dave, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you, Deborah?
Doing okay. Hey, so I was thinking, shall we do another season of the Refugia podcast?
I thought you'd never ask.
Well, we didn't do it last year because I was busy writing a book, Refugia Faith, which came out in February. But that's out in the world now, and I was thinking maybe we should interview some more people. So I was thinking maybe we could really emphasize this season what it looks like to be a Refugia church. So maybe I could interview Leah Shade, who writes about preaching on contentious issues, and Jim Antall, who has been a pastor working on climate for decades, and Jerry Koning, who transitioned a regular congregation so that it's now called The Refuge, and maybe Ruth Padilla DeBorst, who has lived in intentional community in Costa Rica. And I've got other ideas too. What do you think?
Wow, that sounds amazing. You've got people from all over the world.
I'm trying. So I was thinking, I wonder if you'd be willing to come back at the end of the season and have a chat with me about some themes and highlights from these interviews, like we did the last years.
Oh, I would love that. That would be great. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay, cool. And I know you're on sabbatical this semester, so maybe you could tell us about your sabbatical work, which I understand has to do with Refugia.
Absolutely. I'm working on a project this fall to formulate a very practical concept that I call refugia gardening. With all of the ecological challenges and the existential challenges that we're facing, the question in my mind has been, what can people do to avoid feeling completely overwhelmed? And I think that the refugia gardening is a key practice here. So by bringing that refugia concept together with ideas from ecologists like Doug Tallamy and natural landscape designers like Pete Outhoff, that people can then put these ideas into practice right in their own yards. That kind of really gets me excited. They can start replacing parts of their lawn with communities of native and other plant species that enhance ecological functions, delight the eye, foster a deep sense of caring, and have resilience against the ravages of climate change.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Doing so, I'm thinking, can really foster spiritual refugia as well, restoring the soul and offering hopes as more neighbors and churches and businesses begin to practice this refugia gardening on their own properties.
That sounds amazing. I bet a lot of people would be interested in that.
Yeah, I think so too. I've been working with a student this summer, and we were able to do a lot of the foundational research. And this fall, I'm going to be doing a lot of writing, reaching out to practitioners whose work aligns with this refugia gardening concept, and hopefully surveying a bunch of garden clubs. So if you're a member of a gardening organization, I'd really love to hear from you.
How could listeners contact you, Dave?
They can reach me via email at dkoetje@calvin.edu. That would probably be the easiest way.
Okay, sounds great. We'll have a great sabbatical and we'll chat again in a few weeks.
All right, sounds great.
Listeners, that was my friend and colleague, biologist Dave Cucci from Calvin University. Dave and I hope you'll join us for the Refugia Podcast Season 3, with episodes dropping weekly starting September 18. Find out more and catch up on previous seasons at refugiapodcast.com. Look for us on your favorite podcast platform.